You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have had great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with both Jack Foley and Trudy Treiner, co-founders and lead facilitators of Paleo Ventures, an outdoor team-building company located in the San Francisco Bay Area. Jack and Trudy, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having us.
Nice to be with you, Eric.
And likewise. So for starters, Jack, if you would, tell us, what is Paleo Ventures and what is it that you do?
Well, Paleo Ventures is the company that Trudy and I have put together. What it is, it's just outdoor, primitive survival skills paired with employee enrichment and communication skills. We're a company that really emphasizes fun and engagement, while people get the most out of it by being outdoors and engaging each other in a different environment than they're normally used to. It's a lot of fun, and hopefully they take away a bit from it.
And just the description is exciting. Tell me, what outdoor skills and communication skills do participants learn along the way?
Well, usually I'm the skills base. I'm the outdoor educator. I've been teaching primitive skills here for a while. And Trudy is the communications and leadership teacher. The kind of skills that I teach, I'll usually teach them things like fire building or bird language or compass and navigation and orienteering, things like this that sort of harken back to, you know, survival skills and primitive skills. I also do, you know, animal tracking and identification. I also do basics on just survival, you know, what a human body needs to survive, you know, oxygen, food, water, shelter, these kinds of things. Those are the basics in which I teach.
And I'm the other half of this team, so when Jack teaches people how to make fire, for example, I debrief it in terms of team behaviors and communication skills. So the communication skills, really, that people walk away with are how to use email more effectively, the upsides and downsides of email. It's how to give one another feedback on things that are well done, as well as how to give people feedback on things that they would like to see changed. And this is really based on some very intriguing and captivating research done by a company known as Operants in the early 80s in San Rafael, California. And it oftentimes is really a striking takeaway for people when they learn that they may have been giving feedback to people in a way that really demotivates them instead of motivates them, which is what they had hoped. They also learn how to make good handoffs in teams, so that when one person completes their work and then they hand it off to another person, it's complete and it's efficient. So we really focus on communication skills for team efficiency, team productivity, and also just team cohesion. Because what we know is, in today's world, one person doesn't succeed alone. Success is really a team effort. So when we combine something that's really fun and really unique and really interesting, like Jack's outdoor skills, with the reality of what they have to go back to work to the next day and how they can use those learnings to be a better, more efficient, and really happier team, it's really a very powerful experience when teams go out with this for a one-day experience.
Trudy, continuing on, what organizational needs cause people to book a Paleo Venture outdoor team building day with you?
Well, that's really an interesting question. Because sometimes people just don't know why their team isn't working very well. They just have a feeling that it's not. So when this is an important team and a lot is riding on the success of this team, whether it's patient lives, as it is with our client Kaiser Permanente, or whether it's financial success, as it is with Northwest Mutual, or whether it's correct taxes, there's an accountancy firm that we deal with. When things are really important to the customer and the team is delivering those results to the customer, if the team isn't as strong and as cohesive and as bonded as they should be, you feel it. You feel a climate that just doesn't work when you're people working in silos, or when there are little territorial disputes, or people really aren't familiar with the skills of the other person. They just notice that the team and the flow isn't what it should be. And what we actually help people do is feel better about their teammates, but also have the real skills to work more effectively and efficiently with those teammates. So when they go back to work, they know one another better, they feel more responsible to one another, and they're just excited. You know, they've had fun, they've been outside together, they've learned some unique tasks, they've seen each other in a different light than they would have previously. And what we discover is it really changes the climate of that team. And if you do more than one team, as some of our clients have done, you discover that it can change the climate of the entire organization from one where people are in silos, they're hanging on to their own responsibilities, and it's us versus them. All of a sudden, as my son sometimes says, it's all of our circuses and it's all of our monkeys. So we're all in this together. We're all working together for the good of our customers. And along the way, they just are happier going to work. Does that make sense, Eric?
I would say that makes total sense. Today we are joined by Jack Foley and Trudy Treiner, co-founders and lead facilitators of Paleo Ventures, an outdoor team building company located in the San Francisco Bay Area, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Jack, if you would, how are you different than many outdoor adventure companies?
Well, we are incredibly lucky to be able to work here in the Bay Area because it's gorgeous, and there are a number of fantastic companies who do outdoor experiences. But what separates us from a lot of these other companies is that we focus on high engagement, high fun, and low stress. And there's a lot of companies that offer things like ropes courses and what have you, but these are mostly people individually attempting, you know, a rather difficult task, and that's phenomenal in its own right. But what we do is we want the entire group to function as a unit, to come together and accomplish tasks and learn and grow and be able to really put a face and a personality to the people who they work with, but also really tying together, you know, this outdoor being back into nature kind of idea with, from what we've seen, people who go outside and who, you know, go hiking and participate in outdoor adventures, there's a difference, there's a change that happens, which can work out phenomenally if you direct it with, you know, debriefs and with goals, so that you really create a fantastic team. We are high engagement, low impact, which can be a real deal breaker. We've had people who have had physical limitations, who have really not been eligible for a lot of normal or for a lot of other outdoor and sort of backcountry experiences, but we're able to tailor our experience for almost any kind of participant. Our program is incredibly adaptable, so we can do multiple day, rough, rigorous kinds of things. Or if we have someone with severe physical limitations, we had a gentleman with multiple sclerosis in a motorized wheelchair, and we were able to craft a day around doing that. And he was able to participate, and everyone was able to participate and really get a lot out of the day. So what we are is we are an outdoor company that can serve any number and any kind of person, as well as really getting to the heart of, you know, what builds a team, what puts together a team. We're also different in the sense that we don't pit anyone against each other. This isn't one team versus another team. Yes, the teams will be, you know, doing their own thing, but in the end, It's all to bring the whole group together. This isn't, you know, breaking the management and the sales and the HR departments up and pitting them against each other. There aren't any losers in our activities. Everyone's a winner. Everyone succeeds. The group succeeds. We succeed. Everybody succeeds. And so that's what we want. We want everyone to go out there and kind of forget that they're on a team building exercise and just have fun and learn a few things. You know, if they take away my primitive skills and if they take away my, you know, survival skills, that's fantastic. But at the heart of it and the core of it, we want people to go out there and get to know each other, have fun, build memories and strengthen bonds so that when they go back to work, they trust each other, they know each other, and they can work much more effectively with each other. And that's what separates us.
What would you say is the most significant result a client has experienced after experiencing your services?
Well, one of our favorite clients was a nonprofit organization called Shelter Inc., and their mission is to end homelessness in Contra Costa County. So we started working with them by taking out their senior team, and their executive director told us that when we took out the senior team, he was the only one out of 18 who really wanted to go on an outdoor adventure. But at the end of the day, each one of those people insisted, begged, and pleaded with him to let them take their teams out. So in the end, we actually took out all of the teams, all of the staff from this particular organization. I think that was 5 offsites with approximately 20 people in each one. And what we heard was, all of a sudden, it wasn't we versus them. It wasn't the housing versus the placement versus the employment. It was everybody working for the good of the client. And what he said was, we resolve conflicts more quickly. We have fewer turf issues. We're actually able to serve our clients much more quickly because internally, we're completely aligned. And we heard it completely changed our organizational culture. And as an organization development person for the last 25 plus years, there's nothing better, I think, than being able to really impact positively the working culture of an organization, because the people who work there are happier and more productive, and the clients they serve are better served. And in this particular case, since they were a nonprofit, we love the fact that helping the team work better actually helped homeless people be served more quickly.
What better place to serve, have this kind of business in the San Francisco Bay Area? Really has been good to hear about Paleo Ventures and what you offer. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, you know, I think I would really love for everyone to know that one day spent outdoors with your team can really lead to healthier, happier, and more productive members of that team, as well as the ability to serve your clients more effectively.
You're certainly really on to that, and I tell you, that is absolutely phenomenal. Can't agree more. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Paleo Ventures and how they can be in touch.
Thank you very much. You can find us easily at paleoventures.org, and you can contact us through that website, and we're very excited to be able to tell you that we are in the process of revamping that. But let me spell Paleo Ventures for you, because oftentimes people misspell it. So it's paleoventures.org. So that's paleoventures.org. Or if you're really anxious to talk with us, you can always phone at 925-899-0809, and we'd be delighted to talk with you and tell you how we might help your group.
And depending on where folks are listening in, make sure you visit this broadcast page. We'll certainly have the links ready to go for you right on the broadcast page. Jack and Trudy, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay. Thank you for having us.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with both Jack Foley and Trudy Treiner, co-founders and lead facilitators of Paleo Ventures, an outdoor team building company located in the San Francisco Bay Area. And once again, for more information, simply visit paleoventures.org. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.